Dina Shiva Jivan one that made a very strong impression on me. And it comes from a sefer that Reb Shimshon Pinkas. He was one of the great mashpim in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yeshivas. So he has many, many svarim. So recently, his Talmidim published a sefer on Sholem Bayis. So that goes back a while. 20 years. So this first piece had an impact on me. He says that he deals with the Rashi and the Gemara. When the Gemara discusses the story of the ger that comes to Shammai and gets pushed aside, and it comes to Hillel, and Hillel says, "V'yachav v'yachav kamocha," that's called the Torah, and everything else is pirush. So the Rashi says, "V'yachav v'yachav kamocha," the v'yachav means a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains that. There's a double-edged idea of here. One idea is that when we do our mitzvahs ben adam lamakim, we calibrate our attitudes based on ben adam lachaver attitudes. In other words, the way that we would give kavod to a person, so that is the way that we give kavod to a mitzvah. So even though you'd say, why should we think that giving kavod to a mitzvah is based on human feelings? And so Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that that if we want, it's the way we are. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us that if we want to give kavod, well, we do it in human terms. Someone wants to give kavod to a mitzvah, so one will spend more money in the mitzvah. One will do it with greater speed, greater alacrity. One will when davens. So it could be that in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, he davens slowly, davens fast, standing, sitting, doesn't matter. But in our world, it does matter. So we use our will to calibrate our avodah Hashem. But then he says the other way around also works. That our ben adam lachaveros are have elements of our avodah ben adam lamakim. And one of the examples he gives is that when it comes to ben adam lamakim, it's clear to us that there's an overall goal, and then there's detailed ways of reaching that goal. Right? There's an overall goal of whether it's, let's say, tefillin, of having an awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu on our minds all the time. And there's a detailed way of doing it by wrapping boxes to our bodies. There is an overall goal of, let's say, he says, when it comes to learning. So there's an overall goal of being accomplished in learning. But every single moment when you sit down and learn, you're not going to become accomplished in learning. It's going to be, so the avoda that has to be done on a day-by-day basis is significantly different than the overall goal. He said, when it comes to being odom lamakom, we're very comfortable with that idea. But he thinks that what Rashi is pointing out to us, that the same is true with being odom lachaveros. In other words, in our minds we think, a mitzvah lachaveros is hachnas zarchem. A mitzvah is a bikur cholim. Okay. So he suggests that we should look at it, there's an overall mitzvah of creating relationships, and then there are different details of how you create that relationship. There's an overall mitzvah of creating a personality, which is a welcoming personality and a softer kind of personality, and then there are detailed ma'aseh in which way we do this. So he said the same thing is helpful when we look at our the way that we see our homes running. That we have to appreciate that we have an overall goal. The overall goal is that the home should be a peaceful home. The overall goal should be that our home should give us yishuv hadas. We should be able to come home and have a settled mind. Not that we're always walking in eggshells and always nervous about what we say, we don't say, that we have all sorts of different cheshbonos. We want to have a home that everybody has a certain husbands, wives, kids, have a certain sense of yeshiva das, comfort, coming. That sort of a productive relaxation. Not a relaxation where one doesn't have any sense of discipline at all, but a relaxation which means that I'm relaxed enough that I can be productive, that I can be myself, that I can pursue things I want to pursue without having to negotiate sort of noise. So that's the overall approach. Right? The next level is to have a home that is geared for greater Kedusha. We'll get back to that. So Pinkus suggests that we should look at Sholem Bayis in the same way. that we should look at there is an overall goal. And then there are different pratim as how you get to the overall goal. And those different pratim pick up the same status as any part of one's avodas Hashem. Right? So just as we would say that when I put the tefillin on my arm, that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. When I pull the strap tight, I'm being mekayim hanacha. When I say the bracha, so we're comfortable with every single prat being a prat in a larger. The same thing should be true when you come, you know, they come home, and I come home and I work on myself to be have a decent attitude. And I let my when we used to have commutes, it was easier. So then on the commute, you can work things out. Now stay in the driveway a little longer, and I do a few revolutions around the block. Now there's less of a commute, it's a little bit harder. So you work on yourself, and you come in in a cheerful way. You come in that the any of the aggravation that one has from one's place of work, that from one's last conversation, or any of the tension, any of the pressure, then that one releases. So that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. One should look at that as a ma'aseh. Right now, I'm engaging in my, even though it's going to contribute together with many, many other pratim before it becomes a value. And that's how we should view it. That's what Rashi is saying, that Avas Reyim is connected, the way that we understand Avas Hashem easily, so that should spill over and impact our sense of Avas Reyim as well. So a person thinks about how we can compliment his wife, how he can listen to his wife. So even though he said, I'm listening to my wife now, and I'm hearing her out, and so even though right now, it's not going to, that in of itself is not going to accomplish the overall goal, but it's these detailed, the prote avoda, these different issues, these different moments, these different acts, if we would, and I found this to be very helpful for myself, if we understand that, each one to be its own mice and mitzvah, so to speak, in and of itself. So that makes it, because of the way that we're wired, because of the way that we're trained, then that becomes an easier moment to successfully negotiate. And then he mentions the idea that if we look at the home as a place that we ultimately want to have as a mokim kedusha, so then certainly it's easier for us to appreciate all these different details, give expression that kedusha. So I was thinking this afternoon, I had a few moments with Rabbi Hoffer, that's Michael Wiedeker's uncle. He's also an Avelis, so that's why we were able to spend some time together. But I recalled an idea that he mentioned to me last time we met. He said that we have one of the difficulties we have in understanding what's the definition of a Dover Shabbat when it comes to davening. And we know that a Dover Shabbat requires a minyan. So if you ask a person, what's a Dover Shabbat Dusha, like, that requires a minyan. And you ask a person, what requires a minyan, say, it's a Dover Shabbat Dusha. So you don't really get what's a Dover Shabbat Dusha. So he said, no, the Dover Shabbat Dusha is something which I can't do without somebody else. The requirement of the minyan means I can't do this. I can't say Kaddish without a minyan. I require that creates kedusha. That's why when we introduce the kedusha in the malachim for Korban Zel Zev Yomar, each one, because each malach needs another malach. That's what creates kedusha. So it's a fact that this it is a circular definition. Right, but it's the fact that it requires other people. So what does that mean? It means that I come to this with a sense of humility. I cannot do this kaddish on my own. Right? I need other people. So I come with a sense of hachna, that I come with a sense of vitur. Right. In other words, if I'm going to have a minyan, so I can't take as long as I want because I need other people to be there. So I have to abide by a certain schedule. So all of those elements, they refine a person, that he needs somebody else, that he has the humility that it requires, that he's willing to give up on his own in order because he needs others to participate. So that's the sense, that's how requiring other people is Dama Shabbat Dusha. So the same thing could be transferred into one's home as well. Pinkus makes the point that he says we often do this in Drusha, so we're trying to figure out the first place that a word is mentioned in Chumash. He says, well, the same thing is true about ideas. So the idea of a home, the first place that is mentioned is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Esli Ezer Kenegdai." Right? That means that the first time the concept of a home is introduced in Torah, it's introduced as a divine act. It's introduced as something that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to accomplish. He wants to accomplish that we should have companionship. Esli Ezer Kenegdai, and he gives a formula. Zacha, then it becomes a productive relationship. Lo zacha, it becomes a non-productive relationship. Because it's introduced as a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Esli Ezer Kenegdai." So that he says that helps us accomplish this this tool of seeing any individual, any detailed act where I do something which gives my wife greater sense of appreciation. Where I work on myself to have a more refined approach to something, where I hold back and take the time to think out how this is going to play itself out. All those moments are, again, because we're wired that way, they are moments where we're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Either the Maisa Mitzvah of creating Sholem Bayis, or the Maisa Mitzvah of accomplishing what the Kadosh Baruch Hu set out to accomplish. Esli Ezer Kenegdai. In other words, the relation that we accomplish in our homes, that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's, that's what he wants to happen. It's his avoda. So anything that we do that helps his avoda has to be a Maisa Mitzvah. So that's what I've often found that to be, even though people might think it's a strange way to look at things, but that is, because the way that we're trained to think, I always find that to be a very helpful way of negotiating difficult moments and then taking satisfaction when we negotiated well. Okay, so we're back on track. We had a few Sundays off. So. Okay, thank you very much. Ezra.